Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. My name is Brandon, and I have a couple of special guests with me today. Say hello to Allie and Kale. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving week. So I'm excited about that. That's a good thing to be thankful to be, looking forward to be thankful, because we're only thankful on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Of course. Yeah. Just a reminder that this podcast is sponsored by the CCC Cafe. And so if you're the first person to say the word gratitude to whoever's working at the cafe at any point, whether that's Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night, anytime in the morning when the cafe is open, if you say this word and you're the first person to say it, you'll get a free small drink at the cafe. So you should do that. Yeah, I think that goes till.
That was a good one.
It goes till, I think, December 4th or 5th, that Tuesday, the first Tuesday of December. So go check that out. And this podcast will be posted every Wednesday. And you can find it on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, kind of wherever you get your podcast, and YouTube. So if you're watching, you can find it on YouTube. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Yep. We'll be off next week, though, so don't be looking for a podcast next week, but we'll be back the week after.
Oh. And
sweet. Kale, can you hit us up with some announcements?
I got you with announcements. We do not have a full crowd to do the announcement chant, but we can still get it done, probably.
Sweet.
No impact this week. Womp, womp. But we will be back December 3rd. That's, yeah, we play Big Trip then.
Yeah.
No Wednesday night hang. Oh, there's no Wednesday night hang?
No. Not before Thanksgiving.
That is something that I'm not thankful for, that we don't have Wednesday night hang.
I'll be
that was a good one.
I'll be in Montana, so.
Oh, boring. You should just, like, give us a bunch of house keys. No, you shouldn't.
No.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. Just give us, like, a bunch of food. Have fun. Be out by 10.
No chance.
Final one. Missions trips. Go sign up. We got the Twin Cities, we got Cleveland, Ohio, and then we got the DR. I just memorized that. And you have to sign up by December 31st.
Yeah.
Dude, spot on.
Yeah, if you want more details, check out our website or anything else that's going on. Look at our website to be informed. And yeah, so cccrochester.org/students. Mm-hmm. Great, Allie.
So the song of this week is Gratitude by Brandon Lake, and it just kind of ties in with, like, Thanksgiving and, like, giving our thanks for, like, all that he is. Because, wait, there was one line I really like in it, and it says, I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. And I think that's just a good reminder that, like, God is always with us, even if it kind of feels like maybe we're astray from him. And, just that we should always be able to give thanks to him, not just during Thanksgiving, but every day. And I feel like that's always something, like, good to remember. So,
great. So it is, like you said, the season of Thanksgiving, being thankful, gratitude. But everyone has, I feel like, some sort, whether you think it's a great one or not, everyone has some sort of Thanksgiving tradition. So I gotta ask y'all, what is your favorite Thanksgiving tradition, whether it was like a specific food that you eat or a thing that you do on Thanksgiving? What would say is your favorite tradition?
Food, for sure. Probably the mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. All potatoes. But if it's sweet potatoes, it has to be, like, drenched in butter.
You just like butter at that point.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. This is America. You're allowed to love butter.
The only butter is America.
Of course.
I don't think my family really has any Thanksgiving traditions, and I'm an odd one out. I do not like a lot of Thanksgiving food. Yeah, I think it's all not very good.
Like turkey?
Turkey's fine. Ham's fine. Casseroles.
Well, it depends on the casserole, right?
All casseroles.
All casseroles?
No, the deep dish stuff. A lot of I don't like a lot of Midwestern food. That's just me, though.
But I don't think stuffing's that good.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm with you on that.
It's
I don't think a lot of stuff is that good from Thanksgiving. Like, I do not want to see a bunch of vegetables with bread pieces baked in an oven and eat the goop from that. That does not look appetizing to me. That, sorry, if it is, you do you, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, do you like potatoes?
Depends.
That's the biggest question.
Depends.
Here.
Like French fries, bomb.
Mashed potatoes?
No.
What?
Wait,
what
Addison Mysterski might like come after you for that. I feel
why?
Like
mashed potatoes.
That was the like the first my first interaction with Addison ever was when I was being interviewed by the CIA team. And she, like it goes like a lull in the conversation and she just goes, probably not with that much attitude. Not with that much, but just like, all right, I have a question. If you were a potato, what kind of potato would you be?
I feel like I remember that, yeah.
Like, and I just felt like...
That's like a common question, though. Like, the potato question, like, would you be a French fry? Curly fry? What's up with that? Stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, but that's... I feel like it's not as common as you put it out to be. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe well, Minnesotans, you guys are a little...
No, a lot of Minnesotans like that kind of food, and it's not that good. Just that's
my rule. Okay, what if you suppose pulled up to the table and there was mac and cheese on the table? Like, are we talking now, or because that's like a lot of tables in the South.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a texture thing, but mac and cheese is not my jam.
It has to be good. I feel it like can't Kale, be gross cafeteria.
I feel like Kale just hates America.
Dude, I like a lot of American food. Like, give me like a mushroom and Swiss burger. Doused in grease and barbecue sauce with like the crispy, I don't know, soggy whatever fries on the side. I'm munching that down. What's another very common American food? Hot dog, great. 4th of July.
Wait,
give
no
me
hot dogs.
Give me a hot.
Is a hot dog a sandwich
or a taco?
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably a taco. Well, yeah, I'd probably say it's a taco. Well, okay, with tacos, the meat's shredded up.
I feel like it's a sub.
Well, think about this. The meat shredded up in tacos, but in a lot of sandwiches, well, it's also shredded up there. Hot dog's its own thing. We got to make a third class.
Just the hot dog class?
Yeah, hot dog class. Like,
I just feel like it's a dog because you have the chili dog. And they got a typical
yeah.
hot dog.
Yeah, like bratwurst.
And they got bratwurst is just a type of
dude,
dog.
Dude, bratwurst, best type of dog.
Yeah.
Straight up. Thank you. what's another American food? Chicken tenders.
Pizza.
Great. Barbecue chicken pizza is the most American thing I've ever seen. We take another person's like type of food. We douse it in chicken, barbecue, and cheese.
Mm.
And we call it chicken barbecue pizza, and it is delicious.
I feel like the pizza buffet is very American, though. Like, Pizza Ranch is one of the yeah. most Midwest American
yeah,
places
sure.
you could ever go.
I agree.
And I'm thankful for it.
I'm thankful. I agree with you there. I agree with you.
Bless.
There's some times where, like, I've been with people like, oh, I don't want to go to Pizza Ranch. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You pay $12
they have
bucks.
Everything there.
You eat so much food.
Dude, they have, dude, it's so good there.
I haven't gone in a hot minute, though. I used to go when I was a lot younger and get, like, the pudding and stuff.
Yeah. I used to get the chicken wings from there.
Are they good? I've never had chicken wings.
They're just really crispy. That's all I remember. I, like, took
So when I worked at Little Caesars.
You had chicken wings there.
They have chicken wings.
Are you serious?
And we would literally, no and so, way. Like, okay, Little Caesars food, like, you can't sell, like, certain types of food like to customers beyond a certain point. I mean, they still would taste the same, mm-hmm. but like just for food code reasons. And so we would like dibs and pray that the wings would go expired because it tastes the same, but like you would just kind of dibs it and hope that no one buys them.
Brandon's gonna be wondering why he's so sick in his 20s, like just like a few years later. Why am I on the brink of death? You ate a bunch of the expired Little Caesars food.
Okay, I'm also convinced, having worked there, that food does not go expired. There's no chance.
It's all artificial, straight from the factory.
Yeah. But hey, it tastes good.
I guess. I saw.
Can't complain.
I remember seeing like a video of like how they made the sauce. I mean, doesn't it start out gray?
No.
No, it doesn't?
No.
Don't you gotta like...
No.
Oh, dude, the internet.
Yeah, the internet lied to you.
Dude.
We also made the dough in-house.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
So they would send us the ingredients, and then we'd make it in-house. So Little Caesars is fresh, guys.
I feel like also a really American place is Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
You make your own pizza and they don't cook it for you. What?
For the for my homeschoolers. And I feel like I'm not a homeschooler, but I kind of was wrapped into that a little bit because my dad's a pastor. So like a little bit of that culture, but like Papa Murphy's was like my parents went on a date night. Like, they just got me Papa Murphy's, and I just make sure, like, the house didn't burn down.
Dude.
And that was our dinner for the night.
Papa Murphy's, dude, it's solid. You pick out everything there, and they're like, that's a fresh, it's not frozen, but, like, a fresh frozen pizza. Basically, like, it's dope.
It's good stuff.
Real good stuff.
I don't know how we got there, but let's bring it into our main conversation point. So, if you guys don't know, Kale and Allie are part of our SEMA project program. Chase is also part of it, but he unfortunately couldn't make it today. So shout out to you, Chase. Hope you're doing well, man. but so these guys are a part of it. And we just had our service night this past Sunday night. And we just want to talk about what these guys get to do on the weekly and how this program is a lot of it was based off of serving and how just like having a heart of service and when a servant's heart and how that ties into leadership. So this that's what these guys are doing. So they're going to share a little bit about that. But I just want to ask, in a nutshell, explain what, first off, what is the SEMA Project?
Oh, you just look at me. I guess it's just like an intern-like program, you could say. That just helps us become better leaders, like in the church, but also outside of it, and helps us like understand more like skills or even just ways to, I guess, know God better and have a more personal relationship with Him.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the internship thing because it's not really like a, class. In some ways it is, but in a lot of ways it isn't. But it's not really like anything else. I think internship fits it really good. And what I think is the best thing about it is how you learn by getting outside your comfort zone. I know I've learned a lot from that. And shout out, because that is pretty dope.
Yeah, so there's obviously a lot of academic aspects to it. It is an internship, so they're reading books outside of this. There's certain, because it's again an internship like thing, they're required to have a certain amount of hours a week of serving, and then we meet once a week and talk about different things, different leadership things, and all the good stuff. So these guys do a lot and they're doing a great job at it. But I want to ask, what has been the best thing so far? We started in June, so what's the best thing been so far?
Honestly, I just like our meetings, and it doesn't, like you said, it is in a sense like a class, but it really doesn't feel like it. It feels a lot more like community and just like growing together and just, I don't know. I really liked the last book we read, the seven disciplines, well, spiritual disciplines.
Celebration of Discipline.
Oh, well.
She read it, I promise. She read it.
I read it. No, you know what I mean. Either way, it was so good.
Yeah.
I really liked the fasting one, and then especially the chapter about prayer. That was probably my favorite part so far. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the best thing about it, I would just say, it guess kind of what I said earlier, but just how you learn from getting outside your comfort zone. Because I've noticed that's what I've been doing, and that's led me to the most growth, and that's led me to places where Jesus is. Shout out.
Shout out to Jesus. Yeah, the meetings once a week, that has been also one of my favorite things, just getting together as the whole crew and talking and all that stuff.
Free food, I'm not complaining.
Well, so. free all.
Yeah.
But next time, like I said, me Chase, well, not oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Words are so hard.
Me and Chase.
Yep, Chase. Me, Kale, and Chase, we're going to cook food, like dinner for them.
We are?
Well, that was my idea, at least.
Oh, I never heard about this. Brandon, get ready for some medium rare chicken, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a good, feel a good way that's to a cook good chicken.
I'm my doctor on speed dial that night.
All right. I have so many more.
So serving is a critical part of the SEMA Project. What are some of the ways that you guys serve? And like, what is the growth in you guys serving in the ways that you are? So,
So one thing I've been doing, the one that is outside of the church walls, is at Next Chapter on Monday nights, they have this thing called Little Legacies. It's just it's child care so that the moms can have a Bible study.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really simple. That's one thing that kind of took me by surprise, especially when I thought about volunteering. It's like, you hear volunteering, like, I got to go to the soup kitchen, which that's a great place to go to, but not every volunteering means one certain thing. There's mm-hmm. so much different types of volunteering. That's one thing I think, that's one of the big things I learned, like serving. But Little Legacies, especially just child, in a way, in a sense, it's kind of like child care. But not really, because you're just much more connected to the kids there. There's one kid there who went to SAC. I don't know if he still does, but I remember seeing him over summer, and I've gotten to really connect with him. He's really cool, pretty good friends, and that's one thing I think is really cool. And I've noticed on nights that I feel like I want, it's like dreading to. But I still go into there. I liked how Miss Janie explained it. I'm going to have to explain this differently because not everyone's going to be listening through the camera or watching through the camera. But when you can't come into there with like a closed fist like mindset, like this is your brain. If your fist is your brain, it's like closed up. You always need to be coming like this. And with the days that I feel like a closed brain and I have to be open still, I think that I've really grown from that, and I found a lot of joy just by even just doing this, just to serve and stuff. So, yeah.
So if you see Kale in his car just taking hand breaths, open, hand opening open, his hand hands, like, now you know why. Nope. But, yeah, that's really cool, and that's something that, too, I'm really glad you've committed to that and committed to helping out in the Next Chapter in that way. That's, like, such a huge blessing to those ladies who are want to take steps and like having a life, you know, having a laid out and like taking on to the next chapter of their life. So thank you, Kale, for doing that. Allie, what are some of the ways that you serve?
Well, I'm always trying to hold doors every weekend and sometimes it gets a little cold, but that's
really, you're doing a great job,
but it's still really fun. And then sometimes I get to see some of the Awana kids, which are really fun. Like mm-hmm. Aria, I love Aria. And she always just comes in. She's like, hi. And then gives me the biggest hug. And then, or Lucas Johnson, shout out to you. You're my bestie. But yeah, I help out Awana a lot and I really enjoy that and just being with the kids. excuse me. I really like the group I have this year. Some of the kids are really fun and very like interactive when it comes to like worship and doing the dance moves. And lately I've been trying to get us to be doing like a competition, who does it better, and like someone, you know what I'm saying, like just to get them moving and saying like, this is fun, like if you're gonna look a little more silly not doing it. So I think just trying to embrace it. So yeah.
And you also too, don't sell yourself too short. Also the Kid City as well on Sundays, mm-hmm. if they're gone, that Allie's usually the go-to of helping set up and do all that kind of stuff. So yeah, a lot of cool ways that they get to serve on a regular. Mm-hmm. And so you guys have really started to create this habit of serving, like it's mm-hmm. part of your every week, and focus on that. For someone who's like, I don't even know where to start, right? Because you said there's so many mm-hmm. options out there. How? What are some easy ways to create a habit of serving? Oh, I got an idea.
Well, okay. I'm in speech class and we had to do a persuasive speech. I'm like, I'm gonna do mine about volunteering. So
you've already done the research.
I've already done the research.
So if you want to start volunteering, listen right now. And if you don't, maybe just skip a little bit.
Yeah. 77% of people who said that they formerly volunteer have noticed an improvement in mindset and stuff. Shout out.
Good mental health.
Good mental health. My good mental health. Well, serve. No, but what I said in my speech, at least, is like how we had to structure the speech is we gave a problem, we gave a solution, and then kind of how to your part. And during the part part, I guess, I put find your strengths first off. Find what you're good at and what you find joy and find what you have joy in. So that was one of mine, childcare. I work at SAC. I want to be a teacher. I wonder what my strength is. Through that, there were different opportunities to volunteer, but I found that through Next Chapter, I could really utilize my strengths, utilize what I'm good at, and I could really serve Jesus that way through my strength. Another great way of serving, I found my strength through serving was, my parents, made me learn guitar. And then guess what? Past 5 years, been up on that stage. Shout out. I would just recommend find your strength. What I said next was accept that there will be sacrifice within it, whether it's time, energy, money.
Yeah.
And then there's always organizations looking for help. 7% of the U.S. population is 22 million. 22 million people stopped formally volunteering after the pandemic. So places need help.
Yeah.
It's hard. So find your strength. How you get into the habit of it. Do it when you don't want to. That's what I would say. Because I find that even when I don't want to do it, like I said, I find joy. I find the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. When doing it when I don't want to. Because I know that I'm putting Jesus before me. Or Jesus.
So basically what Kel said, like what we talked about last week, is part of the body, right? Like each member of the body has its own strengths, right? Like you're not going to tell the ear to smell something. That's kind of ridiculous. So we all have a strength and we all have a place to serve in all of our communities, and there's a place for you to serve. You just got to figure out what you're good at, what you've been given a passion for, and pursue that. Allie, what about you?
I would say like an easy way to start is obviously like holding doors. I mean, it does seem very simple, but honestly, you like are getting up earlier than expected and you have to be there at a certain time, or I don't know. I just think it's a good like first step for people who are looking for a way to serve, but might be a little nervous to get into something bigger. And honestly, I feel like it does a lot, just because just saying like welcome in, like have a good morning and stuff, I feel like that really does affect people, whether or not you feel like it does. I don't know, just being there too, I feel like it's just fun. I feel like serving should be a fun thing, and I feel like people should recognize that more, because they think of it just as work. It's not just work. You are building like community and getting to know people at the church more, or even other places outside of it. And so I just think just push yourself, just like we've like talked about in the last few weeks, like getting out of your spiritual comfort zone. And I think that's a really good place to start. And we've been needing, I know, a lot more people to like hold doors. So there's a lot of openings. So go sign up.
Yeah, there's plenty of places to serve in the church. And if you're sitting there thinking, I don't know where to start, the church is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And holding doors.
Cafe, even.
The cafe, Kid City, Awana. Yeah, come serve at Awana. And then afterwards, you can come hang out with us at Wednesday Night Hangout.
Except at November 29th, because Brandon won't give us his house key to
No, no, no. We're back November 29th.
Wait. No, it's except the for 22nd.
Next, the 22nd.
Except for 22nd, because Brandon won't give us his house key and free Tostino's pizza rolls. Thanks a lot.
You can have hangout at your own house with pizza rolls. How about that? Chase has a bunch of leftover.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the giant gallon bag size of pizza rolls. I mean, I don't know if I can, because Molly has to go to bed at a certain time. I'm just kidding. That would be kind of dope one time, though.
Should. We'll talk about it.
Continue.
Great. Well, that's all that I have for you guys listening today. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you, Kale and Allie, for joining the show. Really appreciate what you guys had to say. Mm-hmm. And really just practical things that you guys had to share. So for those that are listening, thank you. Again, we post this podcast every Wednesday, except for next Wednesday, because there's nothing really. We don't have anything for you guys. So we'll be back in December. But remember that we love you guys. We care about you. With all that being said, go and be more like Jesus.
Peace out.
Nice.